Good morning. You are now listening to the morning playlist. I am your host and your favorite cousin, Reese, and I am back from vacation. I feel well rested. I got a lot of work done. Oh man, the sleep I got? Let's not even get into that shit right now. Oh man, did I sleep? I feel great. I am back. I hope you guys had a good week, even though you were not on vacation like me. That is okay. We are not here to judge. So right now, we're going to get right into the music and we're going to talk about some shit, okay? First song is Tory Lanez, Quavo, and Tyga, one of the best rap voices in the game, but one of the worst rappers in the game. Song is called Broke Leg. Here we go.
I told her, drop that ass, see, can't no more. Shake that ass up and down like your leg was broke. Say that big old booty girl and scrub the ground. You fought with a real nigga when the thugs was down. You done walked in like you invented the door. You don't listen to a pin, funny sensitive hoe. Up and down on it, like you ain't did it before. Shorty suck that shit like she invented the dome. I sell her mama in here twerking like she don't work a job. She let me touch that body like a working massage. Oh, she in her late 30s, she a bad little bitch. All that A shit don't matter, not a tad little bitch. I take a 20, take a 30, take a 50 years old. Get a shaking that ass like a video. She hit the club tonight in her pink dress. She hit a nigga like, why the fuck did you pay my rent check? Bounce that ass, see you can't no more. Shut that ass up and down like your leg was broke. Take that big old booty girl and scrub the ground. You fuck with a real nigga when the thugs were down.
I said you working with some mad shit, make a nigga spin his bag, yeah, it's bag, yeah. Make a nigga pump a tag, yeah, it's tag, yeah. Fuck a nigga like, yeah, 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 yeah.
What's up, though?
What's up?
It's the huncho.
Quavo.
Bust that asshole. Ay. I'ma let cash go.
Cash.
Bitch, you already know how my gang roll.
Cash.
If they pull up, we turn it to the stripper bowl.
Trippy. Hey.
She with the shit, can she do it with the stick?
She with it.
Damn. Big banana, can she do it on a split?
Bow.
Get flued out, took you on your first trip.
Ooh.
Can't clock out till noon, cause you still counting tips.
No.
Pop out, say, ooh, looking good with your bitch.
Pop out.
Rock out till June, in the summertime we lit.
Rock out.
Pop up balloons, it's your birthday, bitch.
Ooh.
All the rich niggas wanna say this, bitch.
Bounce that ass, see you can't no more. Shut that ass up and down like your leg was broke. Take that big old booty girl and scrub the ground. You fuck with a real nigga when the thugs were down.
I said you working with some mad shit. Some mad shit, make a nigga spin his bag, yeah, it's bag, yeah. Make a nigga pump a tag, yeah, it's tag, yeah. Fuck a nigga like, yeah, 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 yeah.
You know who she called when she flew into town. She told me she would never fuck with me, look at her now. Got the Lambo sitting low, bitch, scraping the ground. And my diamonds so loud, but guessing like a deal. Got your hook on the sale, think I'm pimping for real. And these bitches love me cause I ain't kissing and tell. If I ever make a wish, I ain't wishing them well. Sold your soul for some clout, you ain't never gon' sell. T-Raw, Prevail, Cullinan, Seashell. Big ice on my cross, devil got no chill. We been fucking for a year, I ain't even in my feels. I been ballin' 10 years, you ain't even on the field.
Bounce that ass, see you can't no more. Shut that ass up and down like your leg was broke. Take that big old booty girl and scrub the ground. You fuck with a real nigga when the thugs were down.
I said you working with some mad shit, make a nigga spin his bag, yeah, it's bag, yeah. Make a nigga pump a tag, yeah, it's tag, yeah. Fuck a nigga like, yeah, 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 yeah.
Time I pull up at the let out of some spectacle. Heard the shit was jumping like the water border Mexico. This the only time we on time and on schedule. Collars on the shirt, niggas tryna look respectable. Then I spot her with the fur and ice like an Eskimo. Stretching out my cash, so I'm hoping that she flexible. Shawty swinging purses and niggas swinging testicles. Eating fast food, but we smoking on the vegetable. She looking man, she looking man. Go hook a man, go hook a man. And a lame tryna holler, he a Bond wannabe. He a Roger Moore nigga, I'm a Sean Connery. I know. Now you looking at a man that's on a mission. Blindsided cause your man don't got no vision. Enemies tryna pack us into prison. Or we gon' pack up in that old Honda Civic.
Yeah, yeah, I'm hunting or pray. Yeah, yeah, why they looking at the wave? Yeah, yeah, y'all can bring it our way.
Me at the let out. Y'all trying to get in, but I'm trying to get out. Niggas getting robbed, get shot at the let out. Heels in her hand while she leaving out the let out. I'ma meet my mans at the motherfucking let out.
fucking with the wrong team. I fiend, and she the back of wild greens. My jeans, she'll pollinate the guy's green. Yeah, I mean, and get her on the box spring. Show me, can't nobody hit it. Show me, can't nobody hit it. Show me, baby, don't tell. Show me, baby, don't you run and go tell.
Yeah, yeah, I'm hunting or pray. Yeah, yeah, why they looking at the waves? Yeah, yeah, y'all could bring it our way. Yeah, yeah, but I know you won't. I know you won't.
Yeah, I'm running late, so just meet me at the let out. Yeah, I'm trying to get in, but I'm trying to get out. Niggas getting robbed, get shot at the let out. Heels in her hand while she leaving out the let out. I'ma meet my mans at the motherfucking let out. Praying on the box, see a box with her tail out. Ooh, I can't wait until they get out. We be fresh as hell when we meet up at the let out. Shot at the let out. Heels in her hand while she leaving out the let out. I'ma meet my mans at the motherfucking let out. Praying on the box, see a box with her tail out. Ooh, I can't wait until they get out. We be fresh as hell when we meet up at the let out.
Jadenna with the let out. All right, so you know, I started off this podcast you talking about, you know, how we all need time away, right? We all need a little bit of rehabilitation, especially with mental health being a big issue, a big hot button topic in today's society. And you know, one of the major things that I've always stressed to myself is that you will not stress me out, and I won't stress myself out over things that I cannot change, right? And so I've been feeling very depleted over the past month or so, just the same fucking routine over and over again, getting up, going to work, come home, work on shit, go to sleep, wake up, same old thing, over and over and over again. And I'm just, my mind was just fried. And I think, you know, when people make the joke like, oh, I was a zombie or something like that, like I was really a zombie at work the past couple of weeks, because I was like, yep, I'm taking this week off. And I was kind of just pushing my way through, pushing myself to my mental limits. And that's not unhealthy for anyone, you know what I'm saying? Especially when your entire life is revolved around your mind. There's a lot of people in this world who have, you know, occupations or things of that nature where they don't really have to use their mind all that often. They can just make it through life with their physicality, what they can do with their arms or with their legs. And for me, it's not the case. You know, I've always prided myself on having a high IQ, for one, and for two, always being able to think through things. And if my brain is fried, then I'm fried. There's nothing that I can do. And this past week has just felt like a fucking, oh, it was just like, cause you know, it's the funny shit about a vacation. Somebody said this to me recently, is that your vacations go by quicker than the weeks that you're working. And I had a staycation. I was at the house. I didn't even go anywhere. So, and that was kind of the point. You know, too often, right? Think about our comfortability levels in life. Think about what we like to do. What we like to do outside of work, we like to come home and do absolutely nothing, right? And so people's idea of a vacation is going somewhere far the fuck away, turning their phones off, being in a foreign place, and enjoying themselves as they are somewhere where they're not familiar with. And for me, I guess my mind has changed on the idea of a vacation, because I was supposed to go somewhere else for vacation, and I ended up getting canceled because of whatever reason. So now that I'm coming back from a vacation where I was just at home in my the place that I arguably feel the most comfortable in, I can honestly say that it was the best decision. I'm so glad that it worked out this way, because I woke up this morning and I was like, wow, I have not been to work in 7 fucking days. Mind you, I work 6 days out the week. So Sunday really didn't count, but just the fact that I get an extra day, like, you couldn't put a price on that shit. Just the way that I feel, the way I woke up this morning, the way that I knew that I was about to attack this shit and come back with just the strongest amount of just desire to get shit done, just to do shit and be back in the game and work towards things that I've been working towards my whole life. And you know what? Last year was the first year I've ever taken a vacation. Now, as a kid, I used to come and visit my dad, and he lived in a different state than my mom. So it was like one of those things where, like, I always had a quote-unquote vacation, but it wasn't really ever vacation because, you know, you're in two different households, so now you have to refamiliarize yourself with the household. Then on top of that, you still have chores and shit to do. You can't really be a fucking kid. You know what I'm saying? I just allowed myself to be a kid. I had no responsibilities this week. I just did what the fuck I wanted to do. Got in, got out, all that shit. And I recommend it to everybody. I know that, you know, we all have things that we have to do in life, and it's hard. It's hard maintaining a sense of productivity when you're not doing anything. You're doing jack shit. It's hard to maintain that. But if you just think about it in a positive light, like, okay, I do so much for myself and others. Well, actually, I just do so much for others. Fuck yourself. Because if you're like me, you don't really do for yourself as often, because other people need you more, right? And so if you think about it in that sense, like, okay, I do so much for others, this week I'm going to do for me. I'm going to do what I want to do and fuck everybody else. And it's not really fuck everybody else, but it's kind of like, hey, you can hit my phone a little less because I got shit going on this side that is specifically tailored to my needs. You can't help people if you can't help yourself. You can't be where you need to be if you can't do what you need to do in order, in terms of keeping your brain intact. You know, it's like a great mind is a terrible thing to waste. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny because we all spend so much time fucking with technology and just being in our phones and just looking at what other people are doing that we don't do for ourselves. We always, and then think about it this way, like Snapchat and shit like that, right? Like, you're always filming something so that other people can see it and give you the validation that what you saw was cool. So you're still doing shit for other people, even if you think you're building yourself up. That's why I've slowed down on all social media. Because I don't give a fuck about you. I want to do shit for me. I want to do things that make me feel something. You know what I'm saying? And wow. Last year was the first year I ever took a vacation. Before that, I worked through the summer. I worked through the year. All that shit. And now I'm like, damn. Let me get a job with some PTO. Because deadass, I'm taking 2 of these a year. And of course, I don't plan on working a regular job for too much longer. But, you know, in the meantime, I feel like it's time that I do something for myself. It's time that I feel good. It's time that I step up and say, okay, this is what I need from myself. This is what I need in order to be satisfied in my current situation. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to work my way through this shit, and I'm going to do for me a lot more. So I don't know. That was just a rant about treating yourself. You know, people, we cheat ourselves all the time. But you got to do better. You deserve it. You know what I'm saying? So I guess that's all I really had to say. Getting back into the music here, this is Denzel Curry. I've never played a Denzel Curry song in my life, but I heard this shit the other day, and this shit went up. I had to put it here. This is Denzel Curry with Ricky.
First they knocking, now they hopping, all on the way cause they see me popping. Big, big, large pockets, they start flocking. Here's what I say when they ass keep knocking.
My daddy said trust no man but your brothers, and never leave your gay ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no hoe, use a rubber. I'ma
Ricky said, never let nobody get the one up on you. If they run up on you, hit them with a 1-2 or a bitch slap.
Leave the cul-de-sac, your brothers gon' have your back regardless. And stick with your day one homies that was here before you started. And fear no man but the man above your head. Pray before you go to bed, everything my mama said.
First they knocking, now they hopping. All on the way cause they see me popping. Big, big, large pockets, they start flocking. Here's what I say when they ass keep knocking.
My daddy said trust no man but your brothers, and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no hoe, use a rubber. My daddy said trust no man but your brothers, and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no hoe, use a rubber. Hey, your mama ain't shit, your daddy ain't shit, and I've been making waves way before nostalgic. That was back in Kara City, yeah, when I was just a chick with the all black faded dickie with the Raider fit. That was it, we was lit, y'all wasn't even shit. Yeah, we was 3-6, Wu-Tang mixed with Dipset. Ricky used to take me to my first shows ever. We'll only drop jewels way before they drop cheddar.
First they mocking, now they hopping. All on the way cause they see me popping. Big, big, large pockets, they start flocking. Here's what I say when they ass keep knocking.
My daddy said trust no man but your brothers, and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no hoe, use a rubber. My daddy said trust no man but your brothers, and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no hoe, use a rubber.
City like it's bad brains in me with my face all shitty.
Little homie.
Fall back.
Sorry for that. I get all my music from YouTube, and these niggas love to upload the edited audio instead of the explicit audio. So sometimes you get video audio, and I don't know what to do about that. But that was Duckworth with Fallback. If you couldn't tell by the million times in the song that he says term fallback. Anyways, so on to some news. We have DJ Khaled. That's right. DJ Khaled was upset. And I just thought about this. I'm going to split this conversation into two, and we'll get to the rest of it after the next music break. But DJ Khaled is upset that he could not outsell Billie Eilish or Tyler, the Creator. He made a video talking about how, you know, he don't make weirdo music, he make real music or some shit like that. And let me just be honest with you, Khaled. You don't make shit. And, you know, I've had this argument with people over the years about how Khaled really don't do a motherfucking thing. I mean, yeah, that's cool, my nigga. You're a producer and you, like, bring all this shit together. But Tyler sat in the studio and played every motherfucking instrument. He rapped over every goddamn song. He brought his friends in for, you know, ambiance, shit like that. For the most part, the main thing you're hearing on that record is Tyler. No matter if it's just a beat or if it's a nigga singing or something, that's Tyler, the Creator, doing all of that. Billie Eilish, that record was done with her and her brother, no one else. I go through a DJ Khaled record and I'm seeing all of these goddamn features and all of these credits to producers and shit like that. You can't be mad that a nigga who... And on top of that, I feel like DJ Khaled is what, maybe 30-something? Maybe even close to 40? And you're mad at a 28, 29, 31-year-old? I mean, Billie Eilish is what? She's not even 18 yet. And I know he was talking specifically about Tyler, but because of the fact that Billie Eilish is doing well, I have to throw her into this conversation because it's just not fucking fair. These are new acts. Tyler's not a new act, but Billie is. Billie been up the street. Khaled, you have been around the world, my nigga. I've known about DJ Khaled since I was in middle school. DJ Khaled has been running the bop game forever. The nigga has literally been able to change the sound of himself time and time again. But here's the thing, Khaled. You have just been making what was already hot and just rolling with the trends, whereas Tyler determined what was hot. Niggas started rapping like Tyler after that. Billie Eilish is gonna change pop. And you know what? This may be like a little far-fetched for me to say, but Billie Eilish is, I've heard her record so many times and it's just so fucking mind-bending because it's not a normal pop record. Like, some of them songs on that thing, I'm like, wow, this shit could have been running when I was a teenager. Not even that, when I was a kid, like the early 2000s. Like, these, they're taking risks, and Khaled really wasn't taking a risk. The only risk that he really took was the rollout itself. We heard nothing from Khaled. We heard nothing. You know, he had, and on top of that, you thought you was gonna have a cheat code, right? Because you put No Brainer and Top Off on the record, and those songs we heard last year. So you put them on this record. You teased us with a Beyonce Jay-Z video that never came out, and then, because it was almost like what are you doing? Like, he put out the teaser for the video, and then we didn't hear shit else about it. Then the No Brainer video comes out. No, matter of fact, I'm the One came out after before No Brainer. Like, you had a hit already. So then you went back and reached back in the bag for some shit that we have forgotten about. The song didn't get hotter just because you reintroduced us to it. You didn't change anything in the mix. You still have Future on there being obnoxious as fuck. No one asked for any of that, bro. You were just being stupid. So you went and you did this weird ass rollout where you didn't say shit about it the weeks leading up to your album. Then you just dropped the album in 7 videos in one fucking day. Then when that shit doesn't work, then you get mad at a nigga who really just took a chance. And to be honest, I don't think Tyler would even view it as taking it. Well, maybe he would, because he's gotten a lot more humble over the years. But his fan base was gonna love his record no matter what the fuck happened. Khaled, you have to rely on everyone else's fan bases to make your album good. If SZA's fan base doesn't like the song that you have with SZA, then the song is bad. If Lil Wayne and Jeezy and Ross, if all of their fan bases don't like the songs that you have with them, then you fail. So you have to constantly make good records surrounded by these people. Don't get me wrong, I like Khaled's album. I liked it. And as a matter of fact, I don't remember, except for the last record, Grateful, I think I like that too. But before those two records, I don't remember ever fucking with a Khaled album. I didn't like when he was down in his old Miami shit and you had I'm So Hood and I'm In The Hood and all these other records. And I don't remember ever fucking with that. Ever. I don't remember ever fucking with that record. So to come out and make shit that now I can listen to, somebody with a music taste that is all over the places mine can like, I mean, come on, my nigga, you kind of took away the cake anyway. You kind of won. It doesn't matter that you're not number one. And that's the other thing. And I think that's where I'm going to split this conversation in two, but touch on it briefly. You know, you did this thing where you just got mad at numbers. And it's like, nigga, who gives a shit about numbers? All of it is fake. All of it's made up. You got Nav somewhere with a fucking streaming farm with a million phones in a factory streaming his fucking music. And it has to be that because no one knows who the fuck Nav is. He's signed to The Weeknd's XO label, but that's about it. Every time we hear Nav, it's a lackluster verse. I don't know anybody who likes Nav's music at all. I haven't seen anybody ever talk about Nav, but somehow he's still making all of this money. Somehow he's still able to be relevant in hip hop whenever he pops up on a Travis Scott record or some shit like that. I mean, it's all right there for you to see. You don't have to guess about it. So all of this shit is fake anyway, my nigga. You're not even in a state of music to where numbers matter like that anymore. Khaled, you have all the money in the world. You don't need to give a fuck about a number, my nigga. All you need to care about is that people like your record. Cause think about it, does Khaled tour? How can Khaled tour? Does Khaled do shows? How can he do shows? I can only imagine that Khaled can do as much as all of the other producers who have nothing but features on their records. Because the first person that came to mind was Muramasa. You don't see that many live Muramasa performances because he always have to have someone there with him. I've never seen a performance where he's there by himself. And the nigga can play instruments and sing and shit. He just don't. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, nigga. What you gonna do? You gonna go on tour and hope that all these people with their busy schedules can come out and do these songs with you? Or you just gonna go to fucking venues and just play the music? My nigga, I can do this at my house. I've never heard of a DJ Khaled show. I've never heard of a DJ Khaled tour. It's because you can't. Because you bring everybody in to help you with your record. So your money is coming from endorsements nowadays. You got endorsed by Snapchat. You got endorsed by some fucking energy drink. You got endorsed by some food brand. Like, you got endorsed by all of this shit. And that's where your money came from. And you got endorsed by that fucking vape pen you have in every fucking video now. Your money is coming from endorsements. Your money isn't even coming from music. So why do you care about numbers, my nigga? Because numbers aren't feeding you. They're not. Your record sales are not feeding you. What's feeding you is the things that you acquired via your personality. And let's get into that. Because you showed your true colors in that dumbass video where you were crying about Tyler selling more than you. It's Tyler the Creator. Let that nigga have it, bro. I've never heard of Tyler having the number one album in the country. Ever. Ever. Not to say that it didn't happen, but I didn't hear about it. Let that nigga have it. You should be the nigga talking to him and being like, go, nigga, you did a great job. You should be trying to see what you can do with Tyler because Tyler is smoking shit right now. And Tyler had a bullshit rollout. That nigga told you, yo, I'm dropping this day. He dropped the album, he dropped the single. And he went to London, my nigga. He didn't give a fuck about y'all if y'all like the album or not. He sold out Madison Square Garden just recently. You think he give a fuck if DJ Khaled likes his record? Nigga, I know that people are gonna like this record. You know why? Because Tyler the Creator, believe it or not, fathered a lot of the music that we listen to nowadays. It allowed niggas to be vulnerable yet angry. It allowed niggas to be all over the place and wacky and do what they want. All of the Lil's out here right now, all of that shit is Tyler the Creator and Eminem and like all of the and Hobson and all that shit. Like, I mean, well, Hobson is in that with who. He didn't inspire people. He was inspired by a lot of people. But you get what I'm saying? Like, all of these kids were inspired by people like them because they came out not giving a fuck. They made not giving a fuck their brand. Their fucking logo was a donut. They didn't give a shit about what you like. Never. I never remember an old Tyler the Creator, Haji Beats, Sid the Kid, Jasper the Dolphin. I never remember any of these fucking kids ever giving a shit what you like. You think Frank Ocean sits at home writing all of these sad ass songs, giving a fuck if you like them? You think that? But you mad because that nigga sold more than you? Because his music was weird. So now weird music isn't supposed to sell? You sound like a fucking idiot. You sound stupid. And Khaled, you grown, man. Like, this is the type of shit that I be talking about. And this is why, because, you know, I'm not an old nigga by any means. I'm actually quite young, right? I mean, I just showed my age a little bit when I said that Khaled has been popping since I was in middle school. But this is why the older gentlemen, the older statesmen, if you will, get a bad rap in hip-hop. Because all they do is bitch about why they not popping. You don't say that verbatim, but you say shit like, that's not real music. That shit you doing is trash. The real MCs are over this way. That's what you're saying. And everybody is looking at you like, nigga, so is the song hot? Is the song hot? If the song ain't hot, then what are you crying about? Because the song isn't hot because you constantly worried about other people. Worry about you, my nigga. Worry about you and the shit that you may or may not be doing, because that's more important than what Joe Blow and Schmo is doing over here. Because them niggas have a formula. Tyler has already had a formula. And the formula is to not have a formula, because he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He's just making records and releasing it so these kids that have been listening to Tyler since we were in fucking high school can continue to listen to Tyler the Creator and hear him evolve. You, on the other hand, are just bringing niggas in the studio and hoping some hot shit happen, because you Khaled. And screaming over the fucking song, my nigga. That's not, you know what I'm saying? I could make the same argument for you about how you really don't do shit. I don't give a fuck that you got in the studio with a bunch of niggas and orchestrated the whole record. That don't make sense. That don't mean shit to me. I don't care. Especially if when the records come out, they sound like every Khaled record. They sound super glossed up and constructed and all this other shit. And it's like, my nigga, you didn't really put the time into that shit that Tyler put into his shit. Because it's real easy to just have this nigga over here make a beat, bring it into the studio, be like, all right, take all that shit out, and then we're gonna put this shit in here. Bring this other producer in here to put all the shit in there. Then bring this artist, that artist, and that artist from over there in here, make a fucking song, and then put it on the internet. That's super easy. My nigga, I could do that shit in my sleep. If I didn't have to make nothing. Khaled was talking on Hot 97 a couple years ago about how he's ill on the MPC and all the shit. That's cool, my nigga, but you didn't do anything on the MPC on this album, so why do I care? You want to show me something, nigga? Make a whole album where you make all the beats, top to bottom, nobody else, and have features, and then tell me, show me what the fuck you can do. And go on a tour and sell every fucking place out and play every fucking show with all these artists coming out. Because at least Muramasa is making all his beats. You ain't made shit, Khaled. I don't ever remember seeing you in the credits except for a couple times. And every time I did, it was like, oh, Khaled. What? Did Khaled add the hi-hats here? Like, what did Khaled do here? Especially when I'm hearing Tay Keith tags and fucking Metro tags. Like, I'm like, nigga, how is this a Khaled record? At this point, you might as well just call it a mixtape. We're going to get into part two of that in a second, because I really do have to touch on something that I don't think I've ever touched on in this podcast. So I'm going to do that. We're going to slow it down here. We're going to get into some music. We're going to come right back. This is a new record from Big Crit. Song is called Crit Here. This is my shit right now. Check this out.
Hey, DJ. Put him up. There I go. Put him up. That was Dean. This is now. This was show. Let them know. Here I go. Resume on. There I go. Resume on. That was them. This is me. This is King. You ain't no. Here I go. Crit Here. Sound like did my mind, yeah. Type of car we don't steal. Backseat driver for real. Drop me off at the top. Got that key with no lock. Play for the team that I own. Ain't no taking my spot. Franchise, we take a lifetime to spin it. Hit that bank to the visit. Raise a hand if you win. Drop the top on the roads. Had to hold it a ghost. Bible serving for
the family. I'm proposing a toast. Made it out the hood like, yeah. Who would've thought we would get out of the project like this? Don't get lost in my crib. Wait till legit just to quit. Oh, you thought that was it? I'ma be bigger than big. Yeah, you know what it is. Here I go, put 'em up, put 'em up. There I go, put 'em up, put 'em up. That was then, this is now, this for show. Let them know. Here I go, reservoir, reservoir. There I go, reservoir, reservoir. That was them, this is me, this is King. You ain't know. Here I go, going, 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 gone, go, going, going, going. I'm gone, go, going. Gone with it, been by it, no limit. Breaking that bread with my foe. Ain't even eat the whole loaf. Did for the win and the gold. Ain't even look at the score. I took a shot, no one could block. Sometimes you gotta know it switch. Sometimes you gotta know it hit. Sometimes you got a big time like a 9-9 for the 2000 to roll with it. I put my name on the map. I made a moment of that. I took the ball, back to my coat. I know they want it bad, bad. Give me the fit of the feet. If you ain't rooting for me. Look how I went with the team. Some of y'all hated to see. All of the poppin', all of the carpet. Talking, we shopping the spree. Be where I wanted to be. I came from nothing to king, king. Yeah, I go, put 'em up, put 'em up. There I go, put 'em up, put 'em up. That was then, this is now, this for show. Let 'em know. Yeah, I go, reservoir, reservoir. There I go, reservoir, reservoir. That was them, this is me, this is king. You ain't know. Yeah, I go, going, 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 gone, go, going, going. I'm gone, go, gone, 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 go, gone, 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 I'm gone.
Put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come off talk. Yeah. I got the Spanish chica, she don't like me to roam. So she calls me cabrón, plus mighty gone. Says she likes to cook rice, so she likes me home. I'm like, un momento, mommy, slow up your tempo. I got this black chick, she don't know how to act. Always talking out her neck, nigga, the finger snap. She like, listen, jigga, man, I don't care if you rap. You better R-E-S-P-E-C-T me. I got this French chick that love the French kiss. She thinks she's Bo Derek, wear her hair in a twist. My Shetty Amore, 2A Bell. Mercy, you're fine as fuck, but you giving me hell. I got this Indian squad, the day that I met her. Asked her what tribe she with, red dot or feather. She said, all you need to know is I'm not a hoe. And to get with me, you better be cheap, lots of dough. Now that Spanish chick, French chick, Indian and black. That's fried chicken, curry chicken, damn I'm getting fat. A roast can pollo, French fries and crepe. An appetite for destruction, but I scrape the plate. I love yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come on tour.
I love girls, 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 girls all over the globe.
I come scoop you in that coupe, sitting on two zeros. Fix your hair in the mirror, let's roll. Come on. I got this young chick, she's so immature. She like, why you don't buy me Reeboks no more? Like to show out in public, throw tantrums on the floor. Gotta toss a couple dollars just to shut up a holler. Got a project chick that plays a part. And if it goes down, y'all, that's my heart. Baby girl so feral, she been with me from the start. Hit my drugs from the knobs, hit my guns by the park. I got this model chick that don't cook or clean, but she dress her ass off and her walk is mean. Only thing wrong with mine, she's always on the scene. God damn, she's fine, but she parties all the time. I get frequent fire mileage from my stewardess chick. She look right in that tight blue dress, she's thick. She gives me extra pillows and seat back love. So I had to enter
introduce her to the Mile High Club. Now that's young chick stewardess, project and model. That means I fly rough early, plus I know Tavo. That means I'm new school, pop pills and stay in beef. But I never have a problem with my first class seat. I love
girls, 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 girls.
Yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come off top.
I love girls, 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 girls all over the globe.
I come scoop you in that coupe, sitting on two zeros. Fix your hair in the mirror, let's roll. I got this paranoid chick, she's scared to come to the house. A hypochondriac who says ouchie, boy, whip it out. Got a chick from Peru that sniff Peru. She got a cousin that customs that get shit through. Got this weed head chick, she always catch me doing shit. Crazy girl, wanna leave me, but she always forgets. Got this Chinese chick, had to leave her quick, cause she kept bootlegging my shit, man. I got this African chick with Eddie Murphy on her skull. She like, Jigga man, why you treat me like animal? I'm like, excuse me, Miss Foo Foo, but when I met your ass, you was dead, broken, naked, and now you want half. I got this hoe that after 12 million sold, mommy's a narcoleptic, always sleeping on hold. Gotta tie the back of her head like Deuce Bigelow. I got so many girls across the globe. I love
girls, 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 I do adore.
Yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come off top.
I love girls, 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 girls.
Come scoop you in that coupe, sitting on two zeros. Fix your hair in the mirror, let's roll.
I love girls, 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 girls I do adore.
Yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come on top.
I love girls, 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 girls I do adore.
Yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come on top. I love girls, 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 girls.
Yeah. Nice. Dedicated to all the beautiful people in the house. You know who you are. Yeah. Red Man, Method Man, Blackout 2. Hair and nails done up. Girl, you got your act together, you get the thumbs up. Your raw footage is uncut, frontin' like them goodies is untouched. We both knew this money says young bucks mine. You ever take a trip to Shangri-La? Too many hardships, the hardest one is saying goodbye. Look here, time is money, let me save you some time. And in your spare time, fully understand I'm a rare find, huh, you know? So pick a date and pick a place and we there for show. Slow up the pace, it's ain't a race, and there you go. I'm dope money, girl, that mean I got cash to blow. She love it though, she's so international. Not around the way around the world, and you can stump when you around your girls, but you're classy though. I'm feeling your vibe, you're feeling the high. The G4 is ready to fly, is you ready to ride? Let's go. Now we can creep, we can lay on the beach, you know. Then hit the sheets, I'll let you play with my beat, you know. She keep it low, she's so international.
I like a girl that'll roll me a blunt, you know. With pretty feet, cook me something to eat, you know. You're not a groupie, you're international. You know me, girl, who I be, girl. The big whale that bailed out of SeaWorld. What's your name? Show me ID, girl. You look black and a little Chinese, girl. Hey, wait a minute, where you going, shorty? Trying to sneak past me like you ain't ballin'. You look sweet like Tweet, baby, call me. Matter of fact, wasn't you on Maury? I'm just playing. Hey, Miss Thang, hey, Miss Thang, how you going, Miss May? I got tickets, let's roll to the Knicks game. You Tina Marie and baby, I'm Rick James. Excuse me, where you going, mama? I wanna change, I voted for Obama. Bring in the new, kick out the old timers. Let's talk while we going to meet your mama. I like a girl that's thick in the waist, you know. The kind of girl that'll finish a plate, you know. You're not greedy, you're international.
The type of chick I like a wheelie, a bike, you know. Rock the mic, roll the Philly up tight, you know. I like it though, she's so international. Seems to me, you a queen to be. You mean girl, but you don't mean to be. Got your crown and your throne, little castle. You can rest your dome and we can smoke a little greenery, you know.
getting that dough, let's get it and go. On this cruise, I'm taking it slow, you painting your toes and it's cool. Fuck with your dude, I'm fucking with you. Like an overnight celebrity, miss nothing to lose.
Hey, hey, Miss Lady, my Boricua, I heard your apple bomb like Bonita. Your accent telling me you from the east side. Take off your shoes, you about 5 feet high. I get high, what about you? A jungle brother and baby, I house you. Your feet looking real good in them house shoes. You're not a groupie, you're international.
Off of their Blackout 2 record that came out a few years back, that was Miss International. And then before that, I don't really have to tell you, but I'm going to tell you anyway, that was the guy, Jay-Z, with Girls, Girls, Girls. So, the second part of this conversation, piggybacking off the DJ Khaled conversation, was Nicki Minaj. Now, I don't know if I've ever voiced this on this podcast, but I have been on strike of any Nicki Minaj music, any Nicki Minaj interviews, any Nicki Minaj verses. If I hear that bitch voice, I cut it off immediately. And I'm talking about, I've missed out on so many Nicki Minaj verses this past year because of that shit that she pulled with her last record when she essentially just tried to shit on Travis Scott because she had the number two album in the world. That was some corny shit. She went on Queen Radio for weeks and shit on everybody she possibly could just because she was not as good. Well, let me just be honest here. And this is a safe space. So when this podcast does become popular, because I eventually will do away with my anonymity and it'll be circulated around so more people will listen and things like that. It'll come back to me, and I'm cool with that because I don't give a fuck. I've never thought Nicki Minaj was a great rapper. I thought she was okay when she came out with the whole Playtime Is Over thing and the Come Up DVDs before that. She was spitting. She was as good as any average New York rapper coming out, but I never thought that Nicki Minaj was elite. I never thought she was extremely talented. She never has said anything that wowed me or made me go, damn, that bitch is hard. I've never felt that way about Nicki Minaj ever. And maybe because of the region that I'm from, I'm not from the New York area, so, and everybody was gassing Nicki when she came out, and then on top of that, she got on the Gucci Mane record and did all that, and did all these things, and so, of course, you know, and especially her likeness to Lil' Kim, which, I mean, that helped her a lot. She likes to say that she didn't jack Lil' Kim. You did, Ma. You did. And that's fine, because no one cared until you tried to just play everybody, including yourself, like you didn't jack Lil' Kim. You didn't have to go that route with it, but that's neither here nor vagina. When she did the whole thing with, you know, the shitting on Travis Scott, saying that the Kim Kardashian of the Kardashian alliance is what got him popping, I don't think Travis Scott fans give a fuck about the Kardashians. I don't, and I'm not even a Travis Scott fan. I like his recent music. I didn't like Travis Scott when he first came out, and I'm talking about after Al Farrow. I'm talking about like Days Before Rodeo and shit like that. I wasn't really fucking with Travis Scott like that, and I've never given a fuck about a Kardashian ever. He's trying to say, oh, well, she's trying to say that the marriage or the togetherness, the coupleness of him and Kylie is, no, it's not that either, because we rarely ever see Travis with Kylie unless it's in photos. If you look at the TV show, Travis isn't on there. Travis be out the way. He be doing his own thing. The Ragers fuck with Travis because his music has been evolving and is speaking to the kids that like Travis Scott music. That don't have shit to do with Kardashians. You then tried to shit on him because of the fact that he did a bundle thing where if you buy merch and some other shit, you get the album with it. But then turned around and did a thing where you tried to sell shirts. I mean, you sold tickets, and however many tickets sold were an album equivalent, which was the same thing that Prince did back in the day. So all of you niggas were doing the same thing, but you tried to make it like it was a bad thing for Travis. You're a corny bitch, and that's why I don't fuck with you. Then you had You just had this thing where you came at everybody who was just trying to tell you the truth. There was a young lady that told you that she wanted to hear you make music that 40-year-old women want to listen to, because you're still making 19-year-old music. You're still making music like the City Girls. And I don't know how old the City Girls is, so that may be a false equivalent if they're, you know, above that age range. I feel like they might be in their early to mid-20s. But, you know, I don't know how old they are. But either way, you're still making music like them, and you're a decade older than them. And you've been around, and you've proven that at the very least, you can rap with the men. I never want to hear the City Girls on a song with Nas. A song with Nicki Minaj and Nas might work. I do believe it's happened. I haven't heard it, but I do believe it's happened. I've heard Nicki Minaj rap on songs with rappers, and I've heard Nicki Minaj rap on songs with niggas who don't rap, and every time the song does what it does. I mean, there are Nicki Minaj songs and verses that I've liked over the years, but the Nicki Minaj songs that I enjoy are usually pop records. We're getting off on a tangent here. The thing is that you tried to make this a numbers game, the same thing that Khaled is trying to make this a numbers game. And here's the thing, you're Nicki Minaj. You're Nicki fucking Minaj, my nigga. You don't have to play the numbers game anymore. You've won. You've beat the game. All you have to do is just stay great until you die or retire. That's all you have to do. That's all you had to do was just release your record and let it go. You're going at Cardi B, but Cardi B is making better records than you ever made. And that's just no cap. I'm not even going to argue down anybody who thinks that Nicki Minaj ever made a better record than Cardi B. She hasn't, and I don't care. You could just be mad at that. I don't give a fuck. Especially when Cardi B's track record is that she's actually from the shit that Nicki Minaj is telling people she's from. But when you get into some tension and some thickness with somebody, and somebody is pressing you, then it's different. You only want to go at motherfuckers that you feel like you can beat. But Cardi B was letting you know from the gate, I'm not with that shit, and I'll fuck you up. Off the strength that you playing with me. You playing with people. You doing all this corny online shit, but it's like, bitch, niggas can touch you. That's the thing. You was doing all this running around, and you was going off and all this other shit, but niggas was just trying to tell you that what you mad at don't matter to nobody but you. You mad because you number two. That's cool. One thing you forgot to mention, though, is that you've always been number two. All of your albums have gone number two. You've never had a number one album, ever. You've never had a number one album. The Pink Print didn't go number one. The album before that, where it was really just a reloaded version of the album before that, none of them shits went number one. You've always been a number two artist, because there's always been somebody that's better than you that released the same week as you. And that's probably your management's problem. If you give so much of a fuck about being number one, maybe drop on a week that no one else is dropping. And you failed to mention that there was a whole bunch of other people that you beat out. Being number two album in the country is not an easy feat. Having the number one song in the country is not an easy feat. You did what you were supposed to do. You came out, you made a record that people liked, because to be honest, I hated that Queen record. And I have never heard a Nicki Minaj album top to bottom, but she was doing all this capping. So I was like, all right, let me just listen to it. It's probably going to be all right. I came away liking 7 songs from that record. And those 7 songs, because of my strike, I haven't gone back to, but I highly doubt I would have went back to them even if I wasn't on strike. It wasn't like the record was good, but I was the only person that didn't like it. Everybody else liked the record. Well, in my friend circle, everybody in my friend circle said that the album was bad, but that's because we listen to music different than the masses. And the masses enjoyed the record. They said it was a good record. But you had all these people come into your defense instead of buying your fucking album. So what are you mad at? Are you mad because you are not the topic of discussion anymore? Because your album came out, and then you had to do all of this shit to keep your name relevant, and then you went away, and we haven't heard from you. You just dropped a song with Chris Brown and Tyga. I haven't heard that. Was it Chris Brown and Tyga? I don't even know. I saw it. It said Nicki Minaj. I scrolled past it. I'm not playing it. No, I'm not playing any Nicki Minaj music. But you just dropped a single. No one was talking about that. I didn't hear you on this Khaled album. That's telling. You're so good friends with Beyonce. You weren't on the Love Happy record. Or the, whatever the name of that record is. Black Love, whatever the fuck the name of that shit. Everything is Love, that shit. You weren't on that record. You're not on the last Ariana Grande record. You're not on, like, all of these people that you're supposedly cool with, you're not on their records. Do you think that's just because they just wanted to go in a different artistic direction? Or do you think that was because they don't fuck with you? You're on Wayne's record, but it's Wayne. So does that count? This is what I'm talking about. The niggas that matter, that give so much credence to the argument that, you know, numbers are this and numbers are that. It's like, no, numbers really don't mean shit to nobody but you. You're the only person in this world who gives a fuck about a number. Everybody else is just trying to listen to music. You think the niggas sitting at home listening to music give a fuck about how much your album sold? No. And even if they say they do, they don't. They don't give a fuck. They only know about that shit because of what they Google. So all of you niggas coming at the niggas who are just trying to make great shit and playing them like they shit ain't as good as yours, you're fucking corny. You need to stop it. Because it's pissing me off and it's pissing off everybody who likes to listen to music, because I just want you niggas to shut up. Be quiet. That shit is corny, my nigga. So yeah, that was pretty much that. That was my rant for the day. We're going to get right back into the music here. This is Loaded Lux. That's right. I'm in my hip-hop bag today with Action On Sight.
Yeah. And you know that every time we on a mission, we don't hold back. We way in too deep. Way out in the jungle. I said we way in too deep. Humble for the road.
Who would I be if I didn't have the light?
Who would I be if I ain't had a light?
Who would you be if I didn't have a light?
Who would they be if I ain't have a light?
We pull up as Action On Sight. Who would I be if I ain't had a light? You only imagine what it's like.
Yes, sir.
Who would they be if I ain't have a life?
Who would I be if I didn't have a life?
Who would I be if I ain't had a life?
Who would you be if I didn't have a life?
Who would they be if I ain't have a life?
My mama say that daddy wasn't right. But what would we be if he ain't had a life? I guess me and Calico alike. Both of our daddies was in the lock. Strapped up, I got a new protector. God with me, that's fuel injector. About to sit me on huge projectors. Might hate, but they do respect us. Who we next, they ain't have a sport, and that's who connect us. Do your checkups. Y'all ain't worth losing checks for. They ain't with me, then you against us.
My enemies. Some used to be friends to me. No remedies, just memories. Can't link with my energy. My enemies. Some used to be friends to me. No remedies, just memories. Can't link with my energy.
We pull up as Action On Sight. Who would I be if I ain't had a life? You only imagine what it's like.
Yes, sir.
Who would they be if I ain't have a life?
Who would I be if I didn't have the light?
Who would I be if I ain't had a life?
Who would you be if I didn't have a life?
Who would they be if I ain't have a life?
Sitting in this traffic at the light. Who would they see if I ain't have the light? Look again, they had to see me twice.
Yes, sir.
Black, I'm in too deep. Okay, these niggas know what it's hitting for. 40K when I give a show. Need jigger dough, that's more money, but more problems, that's Biggie Flow. Videos that set the screen, I can pick and roll with your future queen. I past present, that's timeless. May seem cold, but these diamonds. We pull up as Action On Sight.
Who would I be if I ain't had a light? You only imagine what it's like.
Yes, sir.
Who would they be if I ain't have a life?
Who would I be if I didn't have a life?
Who would I be if I ain't had a life?
Who would you be if I didn't have a life?
Who would they be if I ain't have a life? We pull up as Action On Sight. Who would I be if I ain't had a life? You only imagine what it's like.
Yes, sir.
Who would they be if I ain't have a life?
Who would you be if I didn't have a life?
Who would they be if I ain't have a life? Who would I be if I ain't had a life? Yeah. Who would they be if I ain't have a life?
Yeah. Yeah. Let me take you on a day, day. We ain't got a way. Tell me if you got an ex nigga in the way, he can stay. I just wanna get a little taste, and I see you keep your body in shape. Look, I just wanna day, that. Damn, you look good. Damn, you look good, girl, and you look good. Need to stop. Niggas came in two shots. I'm waiting to hit sugar free quicker. Tupac, this the coast. T-shirt, flannel, no coats. A party ain't a party if my nigga can't smoke. Here we go. Let me make a toast to baby over there, cause you know I wanna poke. No, I don't. I just wanna stick it in the throat. Drop out the house and go dipping on the spokes. Niggas know. 212s in the backseat. Passing by the kids and they yelling, that's me as I skate. Damn, what's with all this hate? When I come around, can't say it to my face. Okay, niggas know I do stay paid, and niggas can't get that fade when I come around. Niggas better quiet shit down. You niggas ain't buying Cristal, you sharing that drink. Fuck, do I care what you think? I come through wearing that mink. Niggas all drunk. I don't wanna hit your blunt. I can fuck with any bitch that I want. Is that your chick? Niggas looked over like, I did that back in 06. She was like, wait, hold up, that's my jam. This the new Don, bitch, that's my man. Try and get this money as best I can. Can you do it from the side, baby? Yes, I can. Just wait, I'ma beat it out like sex. Going all nights, give me like 5 tapes and I'm straight. Dang, that's what I deserve. We getting money now, huh? That's what I done heard. Y'all be in the club with all them nerds. I be at the house with a girl on reserve. What you gon' do with all them curves? Teach me something new right now, I wanna learn. It's your turn, girl, you gotta give it what you got. Ain't nobody giving you a spot. This ain't no team, you ain't finna get no ring. Wake up, girl, this ain't no dream. This my life, champagne bottles on ice. Come through feeling like Mike. You ain't my wife, please, I'm everybody tight. Girl, I got what everybody like. When I come around, niggas better quiet shit down. You niggas ain't buying Cristal, you sharing that drink. Fuck, do I care what you think? I come through wearing that mink when I come around. Just when I come around. When I come around. Just when I come around. When I come around.
Going on in this motherfucker. See a lot of funny looks, made me think it's something wrong in this motherfucker. If I let the Millie rock, it'd be a different song in this motherfucker. Two bitches in the club, can we all get along in this motherfucker? Round the king, then I'm gone in this motherfucker. Grown in the motherfucker. Yeah, up top, what's popping with it? Whatever we doing it with a lot of bitches. Nigga, I mean a whole lot of bitches. Outside of my normal, some even hotter bitches. Yeah, shorty say all that's her own body. Chances are she already in the phone probably. Ass fat enough to buy that bitch her own property. That's my definition of a homebody. Got a rollie on the wrist and a tone cocky. Nonetheless, I only check her cause it don't floppy. Gave her all that she could handle though. She put her mouth front of with some Amber Rose. Get her naked and she look like Amber Rose. I was taping the whole thing to the camera froze. To this day, girl and I remain amicable. She even let me bust first, she so mannerable.
WJBMC 101.9, I'm your host DJ Verified, rocking out with you. Doing it for the grown and sexy out there. 35 and up, 35 and up only. Call us up, we doing a live remote from Club Deco. Call us up, 1-800, we too old for the fuck shit. We wanna talk to you, come on.
What's going on in this motherfucker? See a lot of funny looks, made me think it's something wrong in this motherfucker. If I let the Millie rock, it'd be a different song in this motherfucker. Two bitches in the club, can we all get along in this motherfucker? Round the king and I'm gone in this motherfucker. Grown in the motherfucker.
Been thinking about you for quite some time, and you ain't seen crazy quite like mine. Nah, I've been occupied, psyched online. You know how to say, girl, let her say out of my room. Just kidding, could tell I like you. She just moved to Queens, she cares on God brew. Hella prideful, what help I buy too? Everything his, hers, Jamel and Michael. Should've been left, but I'm still in here. That place you'd expect to see a millionaire go.
on and on and on it. Please, baby, no tweets, put away your phone and ride him on it till 5 in the morning. Had the Uber on the way right as you yawn it. Go on my zone, Joe Cologne, Joe Malone, or the green bottle, same color as provolone. If it's on Don Corleone, go with the throne. Still I'm the best kept secret, though I'm ultra known. And the focus homes, in a much real estate like the focus homes. When the clothes is gone, how you going back? That whole approach is wrong. And she ain't the type of lady sitting coach for long. With me is hiking, she take a liking. The trim and piping when the kitchen biking. Quite surprising, the pulse of my dreams. If all the stretch appears like ultra light beam. Some eyes by the size of a thighs, it might seem. Dreamy eyes get wide with the life of my stream. Hey. Getting all up in a gust with it. Gotta bust some multiple nuts with it. That's how it sound when we together. She my queen with a crown and she down for whatever. Come on.
That was Jump Off Joe Beezy, my favorite rapper ever, with Time for Work. And then the song before that was Dom Kennedy featuring DJ Mustard with When I Come Around. A little throwback for you. So, it is time for new music, everybody. That is right. Not much, but we do have some things to talk about. I feel like I've missed a couple things, so I'm going to kind of speed through what I'm seeing here. So first off, we have The American Reject by none other than Taylor Bennett. If you don't know who that is, he is the younger brother of our beloved Chance the Rapper. He has a new record out right now. I haven't heard it. First of all these shits I haven't heard, but so I'm not gonna say that a million times, but he does have a bunch of people on here. I'm seeing Ty Dolla Sign, I'm seeing Mr. Hudson, I'm seeing Forever Band on here. These are some of the features. And it is a 8-song record, 24 minutes. I don't know if he's calling this an album or not, but on iTunes it is classified as an album, so that's what I will call it. The American Reject by Taylor Bennett, a.k.a. Opportunity the Rapper. We have Lehigh. She has a new record out called 24 Degrees Celsius. Lehigh, you probably haven't heard of her, and that's okay. She doesn't even speak English. She sings in Japanese and shit, but I love her music, and it's like real soulful and shit, so you should check that out if you want to listen to some good music that's not in English. It'll take you away. First of all, what are words? Come on now. Like, do you really need to know the words to shit? For all my gospel heads out there, Kirk Franklin has a new record out called Long Live Love. I'm excited to hear that record because his last record was, that shit was phenomenal. And I want to hear where he's at right now with just shit that he's doing. We have Jimmy from Dipset, Jim Jones, El Capo. I've heard great things about this record. I heard that it's a gutter, Harlem, New York record. So nothing more needs to be said about that. If you know anything about Dipset and how they moved, apparently Jim Jones is still continuing to carry that torch, and that is all that we ask of Jimmy. Shout out to Jimmy. We have Kevin Gates, Only the General's Gonna Understand. I love Kevin Gates. I haven't heard this record yet, but I know that it's gonna be fire, so we don't even have to talk about it. Miley Cyrus has a record out called She Is Coming. The only thing that's real interesting about this record is that she has two weird features. She has RuPaul, and then she has Ghostface Killah. I don't know what them shits finna sound like, but I'll get back to you. Shout out to Open Mike Eagle. He has a show on Comedy Central called The New Negroes, and the soundtrack to that has come out. You have features from Danny Brown, MF Doom, Fonte, Lizzo, Father, Method Man. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be an insanely just stupid-ass rap record. So, again, I'll get back to you on that. Trevor Jackson. If you know anything about Trevor Jackson, let me know. I remember hearing about Trevor Jackson. I do think it was the music first, but I do believe he was a child star. He has a new record out called Rough Drafts Part 2. We have, we have Tyga, if you like. Really bad rapping with a really good voice. Tyga, he has a legendary record out. It's called Legendary. I don't think it's actually going to be legendary. It has 14 songs and it is 42 minutes, which means all of these songs are short. So have a ball with that. And then another trash record that's out right now, but I know that there are some fans of this gentleman, Future. He has another record out called Save Me. 7 songs, 20 minutes, which means every song is probably like 2 minutes or some change. So again, enjoy that trash. You guys have a blast with that. I will not be partaking, but no hate, no shade. You know what I'm saying? No shade towards those gentlemen. You just don't make music that I like, and that's just what that is. Getting back into the music one more time. This is Lupe Fiasco featuring Jill Scott with Dream. Ooh, I'm gonna do that whole thing over again. This is Lupe Fiasco featuring Jill Scott with Daydreaming. You're welcome.
I fell asleep beneath the flowers.
I fell asleep beneath the flowers.
For a couple of hours.
For a couple of hours.
On a beautiful day.
On a beautiful day.
Daydreams,
I dream of you amid the flowers.
I dream of you amid the flowers.
For a couple of hours.
For a couple of hours.
Such a beautiful day. It's a spy from behind my giant robot's eyes. I keep him happy cause I might fall out if he cries. Scared of heights so I might pass out if he flies. Keep him on autopilot cause I can't drive. Room enough for one, I tell my homies they can't ride. Unless we're sitting on the shoulders, but that's way too high. Let's try not to step on the children. The news cameras filming this walking project building. Now there's hoes selling hoes like right around the toes. And the crackheads beg at about the lower leg. There's crooked police that's stationed at the knees. And they do drive-bys like up and down the thighs. And there's a car chase going on at the waist. Keep a vest on my chest. I'm sitting in my room as I'm looking out the face. Something to write about. I still got some damage from fighting the White House. Just a
daydream. I fell asleep amid the flowers.
I fell asleep amid the flowers.
For a couple of hours.
For a couple of hours.
On a beautiful day.
On a beautiful day.
Daydream. I dream of you amid the flowers.
I dream of you amid the flowers.
For a couple of hours.
For a couple of hours.
Such a beautiful day.
Such a beautiful day.
Now come on everybody, let's make cocaine cool. We need a few more half naked women up in the pool. And hold this Mac 10 that's all covered in jewels. And can you please put your titties closer to the 22s. And where's the champagne, we need champagne. Now look as hard as you can with this blunt in your hand. And now hold up your chain, slow motion through the flames. Now cue the smoke machines and the simulated rain. But not too loud cause the baby's sleeping. I wonder if it knows what the world is keeping. Up both sleeves while he lay there dreaming. Me and my robot tiptoe round creeping. I had to turn my back on what got you paid. I couldn't see, had the hood on me like Abu Ghraib. But I like to thank the streets that drove me crazy. And all the televisions out there that breaks me. I was
daydreaming.
Jill Scott with Daydreaming, and that is the end of our podcast, everybody. I appreciate everybody for listening. I'm glad to be back from vacation. I feel refreshed. I feel rejuvenated. I feel another R word that I can't think of right now, but it don't matter. You know why? Because I'm back. So come back next week, listen some more, and we'll see you guys next time. The song heading out is Prime. That is Royce da 5'9" and DJ Premier for all of the niggas who have been sleeping under a rock. Prime with Rocket. Thanks a bunch, everybody. See you next week.
Oh, hold up.
You know I come around and rock it.
I said, oh my God, oh my God.
Prime.
Word up.
You know I come around. I come around.
They say, oh my God, oh my God.
You
you know I come around and rock it.
Word up.
I'm right for Sean Price and Dilla, my mic is Thriller. My ratchet blows is trapping souls like Bryson Tiller. They sprayed the crib, left lead in the awnings, and that's the very thing that gets me out of the bed in the morning. I got the bread in the corner, got my career in the sauna. I got no fear, dishonor. I bled and lived through trauma. First the fat boys break up, then Bow Wow retires, and now y'all disrespecting the king. I come through there with the street sweeper for niggas claiming they doing dirt, and get to just disinfecting the scene. I'm what you call the epitomizer of getting dark. I was spit a geyser that'll get these guys on the charts to fit a liger of bars. I'm feeling like the dying on a permanent throne. Weed like the Quran, burn it, you can get stoned. It's smelling like a megaphone in the coupe, going into an extra zone in the booth, flowing into the headphones, a microphone in the noose. Poems approve, I'm the best to ever put breaths on the measure, metronome in the loop. All I could do is turn your sister to my all-night masseuse. Zone in the goo, this is my moment of truth. Can I rock it?
Yes, you can.
Now can I rock it? If she pretty, I'ma come around your city, I'm gon' hunt it down. Hit it, I'm gon' hit it, I'm gon' come around it. Rock it, can I rock it?
Yes, you can.
Now can I rock it?
Yes, you can.
Come on. Anytime I come around your city, I'm gon' burn it down. Venue after venue, I'm gon' come around it. Rock it.
You know I come around and rock it. You know I come around and rock it.
Rock it.
You know I come around and round and rock it.
Word up.
You know I come around and rock it.
Now first the Dipset split up, then Azealia Banks leave Twitter, and now you niggas hating on Nickel. I just been the same stand up nigga since the day I came in this game, and I just come in here to stay till I'm crippled. I'm a combination of Kane, G-Rap, Reggie Noble and James, who still has Ashanti and Kelly rolling in dreams. They tried to blackball me but couldn't, I was too fucking good. They tried to run me out of my city, I was too fucking hood. So all I'm trying to say to all that's trying to kill me is hey, even Patron had to stand in line and wait. Cause this is God's work, handcrafted by karma. I'ma always be here laughing and clowning, laughing, I promise. And last but not least, I'ma finally retire my dad from out that post office, and that's on my mama. I live my life for my girls and my boys, and I took my soul back from the devil. Now the world can enjoy it. Can I rock it? Now can I rock it? If she pretty, I'ma come around your city, I'm gon' hunt it down. Hit it, I'm gon' hit it, I'm gon' come around it. Rock it, can I rock it?
Yes, you can.
Now can I rock it?
Yes, you can.
Come on. Anytime I come around your city, I'm gon' burn it down. Venue after venue, I'm gon' come around it. Rock it,
rock it. You know I come around and rock it. You know I come around and rock it.
Rock it, rock it.
You know I come around and rock it.
Word up, word up.
You know I come around and rock it. You know I come around and rock it. You know I come around and rock it.
Word up.
Oh,
hold up.
You know I come around and rock it.
Oh my God. Oh my God.